The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So in terms of something to say about the practice today, if you use the breath, the breathing, as a stabilizing focal point for mindfulness, come back to the breath, the mind wanders off. There's a lot of sounds, your mind goes to the sounds, you come back to the breath. Sometimes that can work nicely. And sometimes it sets up tension between something that's pretty actively happening that's different than focusing on your breathing. And that's, those circumstances, it's useful sometimes not to focus on the breath, but to bring your attention to what is happening that's different. Or to say it in a different way, and this is what I wanted to emphasize this morning. One way of doing mindfulness is to bring your attention, bring a more heightened attention to where your mind wants to go on its own. So rather than controlling your mind or directing your mind to the breath or something else, you can give a certain kind of freedom to your mind to have the experience to do what it's doing. To notice what is the mind doing? What is the most active thing happening for you? So not just in your mind, but so what might be most active is some sensations in your body. What might be most active is in your field of perception is the sounds outside. What might be most active is certain emotions. What might be most active is the thinking mind might be going at 100 miles an hour. And not to engage as if any of that is wrong or supposed to be different, but to bring a heightened attention to what's already happening. So something's what's active to you? What's up for you as you're sitting, as you're walking, as you're here? And then with whatever is up, can you bring a heightened awareness to that? And the heightened awareness is the mindfulness. The heightened awareness is not meant to be thinking about it further. It's not to engage in the content of what you're thinking about. It's not to engage in the meaning of what's happening. It's not engaged in the interpretation of what's happening, but to stay very simple, what is up for me and how can I just, in a way, step back? Heightened awareness means to have an overview of it or have an underview of it or have an inner view of it, some way of being connected to it without being entangled with that, without being thinking more about it or wondering about it or fantasizing about it. And the art of, I think it's a very beautiful approach I'm trying to emphasize, because it means you don't try to be in conflict with anything. There's no conflict with anything going on, but rather it's your effort to try to bring a heightened attention to it. Some people find that language of intimacy is nice for heightened awareness. Some people stepping back and observing it from a distance. So as you do your practice today, you might see if you can practice this way. Notice what's up for you, and instead of letting go of it or instead of turning away from it and focus on the breath, turn towards it in a fuller way, in a calm way, and see how that unfolds for you. So, thank you.